What if the way you've been trying to win new clients is already obsolete, and the firms pulling ahead right now figured that out months ago? Right now in professional services, three forces are colliding at once. AI is replacing cold calling. A landmark tax ruling just redefined what it means to hire flexible talent, and the firms that understand both are scaling faster than everyone else. This isn't theoretical. There's hard data and real legal precedent dropping this week that changes how service businesses like yours should be operating. Juthabit LLC exists precisely to help firms navigate moments like this one. First, LeadsNow.ai just crossed 50,769 book sales appointments. And they're calling it the official moment AI appointment setting overtook cold calling for high-ticket service businesses. Their clients are adding over $140,000 in extra monthly revenue through AI-driven outreach. Documented, not projected. The model is pay per result, not pay per activity. No more billing for calls made. You pay for qualified appointments on your calendar. That's a complete reversal of how professional services firms have prospected for decades. Second, workforce classification isn't just a legal headache. It's a growth constraint. India's Income Tax Appellate Tribunal just quashed a nearly $11,500 tax demand against a coaching center that monitored contractor attendance. The ruling said scheduling supervision alone doesn't create an employer-employee relationship. That distinction, behavioral control versus economic independence, is the exact same line the IRS and Department of Labor draw in the United States. If you're scaling with fractional executives or project-based consultants, you need to know where that line sits before a tax authority tells you. Third, the firms winning right now treat client acquisition and workforce strategy as one connected growth equation, not separate departments. Winning more clients without the operational infrastructure to serve them just creates hidden liability. Speed without structure breaks things. Here's your action item. Before your next team meeting, pull up your current contractor agreements and ask one question. Does this document reflect economic independence? Or does it accidentally read like employment? If you're not sure, that's your answer. Flag it today. Don't wait for a demand letter to find out. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.